Let's give a couple quick numbers. 2,800 appeals. 200 ended up as formals. 4 ended up going to court. That is a report of the Tax Commission on the Appeals Division. 2,800 people did not like the way their local county was assessed or the way their auditors did it and filed their formal appeal process. We streamlined that process significantly over the years by providing that you have an easier method of resolving your case. The way I've talked to our auditor division is try to find a place to find a yes. Try to find some place where you can come to agreement with the taxpayer as to the taxes due. When I was confirmed, I made an agreement to the legislature. I said, I will do my best to collect the proper tax, the tax that the legislature has passed, not the very last and highest tax that we possibly could. And we've continued to try to do that, and the numbers bear us out. We have 3 ways you can resolve your appeal if you have not been able to resolve it at the audit level. The first way is you can have a hearing that is done with proffers. You can have just an ALJ listening to the hearing, hearing the side, both sides, and then making an order that the Tax Commission will then enter once we get 3 votes to enter that order. Another method is you can say, you know what, I'd rather have that ALJ serve as my mediator. That's the same person that would have heard your case, but now they're going to serve as a mediator. Or one of the tax commissioners can serve as a mediator. Knowing that these are the kinds of people that would have your case and hearing both sides of it in a mediation setting, we resolve many cases that way. The third option, you can waive both the first 2 and you can go straight to a formal appeal. A formal appeal has an ALJ and at least 1 commissioner in it, and in that process, you are in court. You have to enter evidence just like you would in court. You have to make a record, because you could go directly from that formal appeal to the Utah Supreme Court. That's what 4 cases have done this last year. The year before, 0. We have been successful in streamlining the processes. Backlog. We had backlogs when I first got there. Our backlogs are slowly being diminished. Our goal is to try to get the decisions out within 6 months after the time you have your hearing, whether it's a formal or informal. We're not there yet. We still have work to do. But that's what we're accomplishing. That's what we're working for. People have asked me, are we still having frauds? Oh, yeah, I'm afraid we are. Many of you know about the frauds that occurred last year. It broke here. We talked about it here for the first time. We had talked about it here right after I had testified in the United States Senate about the frauds and the approaches that we had. We've had, as you saw in the media, over $11 million in attempted income tax frauds alone in the state of Utah. We did lose some money last year. We lost about $19,000 in frauds before we were able to catch them. A couple of things that have been really good is, one is the participation of the community. Thank you, thank you, thank you for responding back to our questionnaires. When we say, you know what, Senator Shibazawa, you already filed your return, and Senator Shibazawa says, no, I haven't. Then we send out a questionnaire to him, and he answers us back, and we get the identity correct, and we give the refund to the right person. Let's compare that to some of our sister states. Alabama lost $4.2 million that went out in fraudulent refunds. The IRS, $40 billion in fraudulent refunds, many of which are regarding the same thing. Now, unless you think that the fraudsters are using the same methods, they're not. They've got new methods. One of the new methods we've seen is the false filing of a company and false W-2 information, followed by false income tax returns. We've been able to interdict those. Those have been able to be caught pretty readily. We saw a new one that's been even worse, and that is the practitioner's TAP system or the practitioner's secure system going to the IRS. How does that work? Well, a fraudster interdicts, gets inside your system, and files the tax returns that you were filing, only changes one thing. The bank account number that it goes to. So instead of going to the bank account of the person who they thought was going to receive the refund Instead, it's going to a prepaid debit card. It's one of the issues that we're still asking Congress for some help on, but we may need to actually ask our state legislature to help with our own local companies, and that is to allow the tax commission to have the information of what is a prepaid debit card so we do not issue refunds to the prepaid debit cards. Those are an area that we still have significant problems with. Cases. We've had three main cases that have come up this last year. Summit Water, that one is resolved. We got it resolved by the legislature finally deciding for sure that pipelines are taxed as personal property to the pipeline company. Secondly, Alliant Tech, ATK. By agreement, we negotiated with the taxpayer involved and came up with a solution that the ATK case is finally resolved. Anadarko. Anadarko is pretty close. We've had a legislative fix on that one. That one's back to the tax commission on remand from the Utah Supreme Court. We will deal with that one in the course of the final process of the remands. Rollout of Senate Bill 250. I get a lot of questions about that. That's the W-2 matching issues. The W-2 matching issues have been extremely helpful for the fraud problems. I cannot tell you how helpful it's been without saying that we've had at least a 90% reduction in attempted frauds in Utah on the type of fraud we had last year. Solely responsible is Senate Bill 250 and the rollout. Again, to the business community, thank you, thank you, thank you. 95% of you have filed electronically within the time frames we provided. Thank you. We could not have done this without the assistance of the business community. Final numbers. When I took over at the tax commission, we had 758 employees. Today, we are doing our job with 742 employees, and there's no lines at the DMV. Thank you very much.